Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Let's see. Today on the Jeff Calkins Show, it being Wednesday, we're going to have John Martin in the next segment. We'll have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then Sam Hardiman's going to join the show. Sam Hardiman, of course, covers the city for the Daily Memphian. We will talk to him. So that is the lineup for today. Jeffrey, I did think we should hit on some news events.
Okay.
That have come to pass since we last convened yesterday morning. One is that Roy Rogers is a new assistant coach at the University of Memphis. Big man, played at Alabama. I don't know if you're familiar with his work. I remember him as a college player. Blocked a hell of a lot of shots. Went on to brief NBA career, played in Europe. And then, if you look at his bio, he has been an assistant coach for roughly...
He is a former Grizzly, by the way.
A former Vancouver Grizzly.
Yes.
Drafted by the Vancouver Grizzlies, plus a hound dog.
Yes.
And a hound dog.
Who
could forget?
Certainly not me.
What did he play for the hound dog?
That would be the year 2000, Jeff.
He was a hound dog in the year 2000. Were the hound dogs, were they?
They were the hound dogs? The revival. That was the revival of the ABA.
Gene Bartow coached some minor league team in Memphis at some point, I think. Or maybe he was just, I don't know who was the coach of the hound dogs, but short-lived. Short-lived. It is interesting. One of the reasons why, for example, the Showboats didn't make it here is we have become, over the years, we were so deluged.
You mean the latest Showboats?
The latest Showboats, yeah. We have the latest Showboats is that we just, it's the boy who cried hound dog. You know, like it's just, we have been so overwhelmed, deluged by bad minor league teams that do not last, that no one takes the latest one seriously. It really is. It's the boy who crowned high dog. I'm not sure that would have worked anyway, but it's nothing new, nothing fresh, nothing whatever. It's just another minor league team. And so there you go. Anyway, Roy Rogers, big man, hound dog, coached for seven, maybe, NBA teams as an assistant, largely a big man coach, most recently with Portland, has never coached in college, but he's the guy. Your thoughts?
I'm seeing nine, Jeff.
I'm seeing nine.
So he started.
I lose. Once it gets, right. The numbers get too big, I lose track.
To your point, he's been coaching the NBA long enough. He was an assistant for the New Jersey Nets.
For the New Jersey Nets.
Correct.
There you go. And the truth of the matter is, I liked what John Martin said about this. once upon a time recently, pretty recently. He just made the point that assistants used to be a big deal.
Yeah. Well, because they used to be player getters.
Because they were player getters.
Excuse me, recruiters.
Yeah, they were player getters.
Sorry, recruiting acumen.
They just aren't anymore. Like, maybe their coaching ability. Like, I do think assistant coaches matter in terms of coaching. But Penny is so hands-on with that regard. I mean, let's be honest. He had Larry Brown on his staff and didn't listen to him.
Yeah.
Right? So the X's and O's part of it. I mean, think of all the guys, former, you know, Mike Miller on the staff, like whatever. I mean, we have a series of NBA guys on the staff, and Penny does the X's and O's. It's just what it is, and it's his program, man. And he obviously has a deep understanding of how he wants to play basketball. So that part, it's not that critical. And the player getting, it's all about the Benjamins, right? I mean, Penny himself has said that. Penny, after the NCAA tournament last year in Seattle, someone asked him about forming a relationship with players and all this stuff, and Penny just said, yeah, no, it's just about money. That's what he said.
Yeah, I could make an argument for, I don't know if it'd be assistant coaches, but like I do think there could be some value. If you're better at everyone else at scouting the portal and whatnot, I think there's probably some advantage. But I don't think that doesn't usually fall on the assistants. That usually falls on like a personnel department or a college version of it. I mean, to your point though, like if I'm Bradshaw, I think this is a good thing. This is a guy that's been a pro big man coach, and like you can see where like at the individual level.
They have a bunch of tall people who haven't proven to be very good at basketball.
Yep.
And so there is a lot of refinement required. If he has some gift for unlocking, yes, Bradshaw is the most decorated of them. If he has some gift for you do need a big man coach, and they got a lot of candidates. And so if he can unlock them, so much the better. To your point about evaluating being a key part of this now. Did you see the piece? I think it was an ESPN piece on Trinidad and Chambliss.
There was an ESPN, there was a CBS. I did not read it yet. Yeah.
I mean, it is a fascinating saga.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy in high school was really more of a basketball player than a football player. And it was during COVID. And so he got like no chances to play anywhere, essentially, except for at Ferris State. And at Ferris State, he sat on the bench, you know, like he just percolated for a while. He had to learn how to play quarterback.
Yeah.
And then he only actually got the job a year ago. This is a team that loves playing two quarterbacks. And so he only got the solo job because the other quarterback got injured. Actually, I think the first game he threw two picks. It was devastated. Ends up, they see the film at Ole Miss. And, you know, you wonder how these stories evolve. Like the way Lane Kiffin talks about it, he said it became a watch party. We were looking at his film like, holy crap, this guy's really got something. And now he is not just the starter for a top five team. He's a legit Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah. I mean, I do think Ole Miss is pretty good at it at the portal. Like
And pretty good at it. I mean, we've seen this with Memphis. Pretty good at it doesn't just mean spending the most to get
right.
the biggest
no,
players. It means identifying the players you want.
I use Trey Harrison, their wide receiver, as an example. Last year, the narrative out of Penn State was all these receivers are not very good. This is not Aller's fault. All he's really got is Tyler Warren and a bunch of slaw. Well, Trey Harris, to me, looks like... Trey Wallace, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty good receiver to me. And by the way, Drew Aller, did he have a great year?
So much of this is scouting.
Yes.
So much of this, it is money,
yeah,
but it's also scouting. That's interesting.
It's value.
It's not like your fantasy draft.
No, and really, he was scheduled. Temple thought he was going Temple thought Trinidad was going to be their quarterback. And then Ole Miss, after the spring, made the decision that they needed to have another option. I don't know if it was worried about health of Austin Simmons, but I would point out Jackson Dart was someone that Lane Kiffin truly loves. And he went and he got Spencer Sanders out of Oklahoma State to have depth as an option.
Backup.
And
well, that's one of the things he talked about in this piece, that where you spend your money, the backup quarterback matters. That is a place where you have to put money and have to put value and have to put money. Anyway, Roy Rogers, new assistant. In terms of the recruiting part, I saw Hitman Hoops also reported that they're trying to figure out a way to get Sean Forrest on the staff because to the extent that quote-unquote recruiting matters, right, that relationships and assistants matter in recruiting, Nolan Smith is not going to be replaced by Roy Rogers, right? Like Rogers will be the big man coach, but he will not be the relationship guy that Nolan Smith was. And so they are trying to do that as well. On the subject of basketball, and while we're talking about all of this and the portal, John Calipari yesterday at SEC Tip-Off, their SEC Basketball Media Days essentially, said three things of interest. One, that he's in favor of a one-time transfer, and then you have to sit. Every coach would be in favor of fewer transfers, right? Fewer transfers. If you could limit it somehow, that would make that's not novel that coaches would like to see that. You presume that it would be a one-time transfer plus transfers if your coach leaves or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'd be certain, but I mean,
this seems unlikely. It just seems unlikely. It's going to be ruled to be unlawful, just like all the other restrictions have been unlawful. How about this? Coaches get a one-time, they can change jobs for imagine if they said coaches can change jobs once in 4-year period. After that, they have to stay where they are. Unthinkable, right? You wouldn't think about doing that. And yet they would be proposing it for players. So that's not happening. He also said that he is not ready to retire because he wants to be, I wonder how long it took him to think of these words, transformational, not transactional. As long as he can continue to be transformational as opposed to transactional, he will keep coaching it. And honestly, that's my view too here at the radio station.
Totally.
We aim to be transformational here.
I aim to be fairly adequate.
I aim to be transformational.
I aim to be employed.
And as long as I can be transformational, I'll continue to do this. Once it becomes purely transactional, that I'm doing it just for the money,
Right. Then
that's when I'm going to walk away. I did think this part was interesting, though. Like, though the first one isn't going to happen, the second one was John talking.
Selling.
I do think he has an interesting and principled approach to the portal. If you enter the portal, you are no longer a Razorback.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's not what Penny did. You know, you enter the portal, Penny could keep talking to you. We saw that this past offseason.
I want to be clear, like, I'm fine with him having a stance, and I think overall I kind of support it.
Do you think it is cutting off your nose to spite your face? Do you think it is taking a principled stance that, like, I mean, obviously, one of the extreme, you know, we've seen with Clemson football, extreme, quote-unquote, principled positions with respect to the portal do not serve you well, right, in terms of W's and L's. But is this a principle, once you enter the portal, you're done,
I think it's a little tell your story. Because I think part of it is,
you do all the negotiations before they enter the portal, right? No,
it can be like your agents can go out, but oftentimes what happens is if you like your agents, a lot of times, Jeff, some of these agents are just like business kids, like students, like
right,
and
right.
So if you put your name in the portal, okay, now everyone knows that you're in the portal.
And now you can get all the offers, which you can then take back to Calipari or the equivalent.
Right.
And that's how you do it.
Right. So there is an element of trying to eliminate that leverage, although I'll give Cal credit. I don't think he's brought back anyone that entered the portal. And this before he even publicly made this stance.
No, I give him all the credit in the world. I think it is a highly principled stance, and it can be a stance that can bite you.
Sure.
And so,
like, I'm sure Boogie Flan probably went back and said, Coach,
here, yeah, this is what I'm getting, and this is what I've been offered. And John said, sorry, you entered the portal.
Yeah.
So I kind of applaud that. Now, and he also said, which is something I believe to be true, he's all in favor of people transferring, but if you transfer four, he said what I believe, is four schools in 4 years is not good for you. Is not good for you. You're not going to get a degree. You're not going to have any relationship. And he said basically that the university at that point, if you want a university to stand up for you later in life, no, you're a mercenary. There's nothing there to build on. It takes more than jumping from school to school to school to school to the extent that there is value in a college education and in the relationship with the university. It cannot be forged if you've done four schools in 4 years.
Yeah, I think though this kind of falls into the category of there are things in life that I think are right, but I also acknowledge that they're not enforceable or legal. And this is one of those things where it's like, from a moral perspective, I agree with them. Like, I do think we're encouraging too many athletes to basically just hop around. I don't think it helps your development from a personal standpoint. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if this is your opportunity to get money, who am I to sit there and say that that should be limited? So,
no, I don't even think there he's proposing. I mean, he proposed only one. He does,
but more times than not, why guys do that?
I think he's mostly just saying, which is what most of us probably believe, that it's not. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, and I agree with him. I don't think it helps development.
Though, can you, if you jump and jump again, some of this depends. Like this notion that you can't ever be beloved or build a relationship with the university. If let's just imagine that last year, Dane Danger, now he hadn't done four, but he did three,
yep.
Right? Didn't he do three? He did Baylor, and then he did Illinois, and then he did Memphis, right?
Yes.
So imagine that Dane Danger last year, that they had taken him to the Sweet 16, and Dane Danger had been the best player.
Yep.
Right? That he had the second half in the tournament like he did the first half, right? I don't know. We might always love Dane Danger.
I don't think it's to the degree, though. Like, I think,
no, it's not to
I
the degree think, that like you do Antonio.
He's just
Joey
like, and that's not to say like that he wouldn't be welcome back and that people wouldn't be thankful and grateful and appreciative. It's just a different level. There's just not the context.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then finally, in terms of news stuff that we got picked up yesterday, we did get the Memphis football schedule for next year. And I have to say, if you're Ryan Silverfield, this would be a good year to jump. Right after this year, like last year, in terms of the who you're playing on the road versus playing at home gets tougher. And if you're selling tickets for Memphis, you're going to have your work cut out for you. Because here's the home schedule. Temple, East Carolina, UAB, and Army. That's your in-conference home schedule. Now, Army's interesting, right? I mean, Army's interesting.
Yeah.
Hell, we'll have the National Guard here. We'll just send them out, right? Take up 2,000 seats. But then Temple, East Carolina, and UAB offer very little. And then apart from that, you've got UT Martin and Arkansas State.
Yeah. And
so you're coming to see the Tigers, right? You're coming to see the Tigers. I think that's what the lesson is here, because you're not coming to see Temple, East Carolina, UAB. Arkansas State, big win last night, by the way.
Yeah, and, shout out
Arkansas State or UT Martin. That's pretty grim.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. It also, like, the more time goes on, the more last year just infuriates me, that position that the school took and really layered about trying to flip the schedule, to have the softer schedule for last season, or the worst home schedule for a grand opening of the football stadium this year. Like, and then now it's like, it feels like a lot of this is just,
well, that's the, that
like, you should have at least one of USF or Tulane at home
for them next year. Is they will have a new stadium, and new stadiums do give you a new stadium pop. And so, yes, the reason you come, it's not just to see,
yeah, but I mean, that's what you're selling next year, is come see the new stadium.
Come see the new stadium. That's what you're saying. That's what you're selling next. And by the way, that usually is good for, now it's not a brand new stadium, so it's a, might be less of a pop, but a new stadium does give you a pop.
Absolutely.
Invariably, right? I mean, the Exhibit A is AutoZone Park, which for 5 years was jam-packed.
Yep.
And so you have that going for you. You have a weak home schedule, but you do have a brand new stadium, and winning is fun. The road schedule stiffens up because it's Tulane on the road, USF on the road, Navy on the road, and Charlotte on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to at least have, to me, like, you'd like to have Tulane and USF split up, but like,
that's where we are. The other interesting thing is that they have said that they are going to have a approach where you get every team at least once in every 2 years, right? And then you have one road game in the state of Texas every 2 years. Those are two of their scheduling principles, okay? And what's interesting about that is that must be going forward, because it's now been 2 years that they will not have played UTSA. It will have been between this year and next year, they won't have played North Texas.
Yep.
So these must be principles
moving forward.
That
yeah.
They're doing more moving forward. But anyway, whether it's Ryan as the head coach next year or someone else, they're going to have a tougher road than this year. By the way, on that question, right now, I'll give you $100 if you're right, except I won't really. Will Ryan Silverfield be the Memphis football coach? Here you go. Will Isolo be the basketball, the Grizzlies coach? Will Ryan Silverfield be the football coach? And will Penny be the Tiger basketball coach?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First, tell me this. Will all three be back, yes or no?
No.
I think that's the safe bet, right? All three will not be back.
And I think Penny will be back. So I'm going to say Ryan ends up, because I think this.
Penny, the only way Penny is not back is if it's some kind of a disaster this year, right?
And even then,
or if he wants to walk away.
I think it's back to.
He's never given any sign that he's tired of it, he wants to walk away, or any of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
He has adjusted completely to the new era. He's, you know, he doesn't seem beaten down. I think Penny will be back.
Yeah, I would say the one that would borderline shock me is if he's not back.
Okay. I mean, he's slow's going to be back, right?
I think so, but it's the NBA.
It's the NBA and whatever,
yep.
Personalities, whatever, we've seen it. But he's very, very, very likely to be back.
Yes.
And
we
so,
don't see a ton of one and dones unless you're just on a god awful
right.
team or, you know.
Something goes badly awry.
Right. I mean, even Bron would give you a year and a half.
So that gets you to Ryan Silverfield.
And I just think that it's going to be such, like, I think Auburn could open up on Monday. I think Florida could open up on Monday. And typically what you see is, like, when somebody does what a Penn State did, which is, man, we can't get rid of that buyout. Like, we can't pay that. And then they do. All of a sudden, everybody's like, I guess we can do it too now. And so, I mean, I think Florida State could open again. So you start to have all these jobs. And I'm not saying that these are the jobs that Ryan's going to get, but this opens up other jobs. And so I think I also kind of look at how they built the defense. It felt like they built this team to make one big run this year. And oftentimes you do that to try and get out.
Of the openings that are there right now.
Yeah.
And we went through them all yesterday. Of the openings that are there right now, is there anyone that strikes you that could be his landing spot?
I think if Arkansas gets far enough down the options, I think he'd actually do a pretty good job there. I just don't know what the Oklahoma State job is. Like, I also don't.
Okay, so let's just think. UCLA, no. Penn State, no. Virginia Tech, they can't do another Memphis coach.
Yeah.
Right? No. Oregon State, no. UAB, no. Stanford, no. Kent State, no. So the only ones that are currently open that you would consider, that you would think of him as being a candidate that he would either want or whatever, would be Oklahoma State and Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
And then of the ones that might come open,
Auburn,
not Florida,
no. Florida,
not Florida,
no.
State, not Wisconsin. How about Wisconsin?
I think Wisconsin might go back to the well of we need a Wisconsin guy. Like I'm
okay. You don't think Auburn?
Well, like maybe like what about Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Like they want to. Like here's where it can make sense for Wisconsin. To your point, Wisconsin does want to get back to offensive line play.
He's an offensive line guy.
Correct.
I mean, both of those guys, Michigan State and Wisconsin, when their bread and butter was. You know, was a big offensive line.
Now, would Wisconsin be apprehensive of, you know, okay, let's say in this scenario, Ryan makes the playoff. It's another coach from the American that made the playoff and we went all in on. I'm not saying it's a fair comp, but this is how people think.
It does feel like he's going to get offers, man.
I think just this year, it's just going to, I think there could be like 30 openings.
Yeah, you could very well have a situation where Ryan goes, they hire someone else, and next year is a clear step back. It's a clear step back for the schedule's tougher, right?
Yep.
And B, as you say, like you've got to rebuild. You know, that's the way it goes, and defensively you're going to have to rebuild. And so you could be – you. Is there a chance that at this time next year people are going to be pining for Ryan Silverfield in Memphis?
I mean, I think it largely depends on, like, who you wind up hiring, because the other move that Memphis could do is Memphis could go and look and see, like – like I'm giving an example. I don't know if this guy would take it, but you go and get the Old Dominion coach. And Old Dominion has been good, and he brings, you know, 15 to 20 players with him, and then all of a sudden you're just right back rolling. Like, you – Memphis can still do what other
schools...
They
still have much more resources.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, one other thing happened yesterday, and that is the ESPN dropped their simulated NBA season.
Kevin Pelton's computer, baby.
Yeah, Kevin Pelton's computer. Did you
Kevin
study,
agrees with me,
it seems. And according to this computer, and literally everybody would sign up for this right now.
Absolutely.
According to the computer... The Grizzlies will finish fourth in the West with a record of 51-31. Will then lose to the the Clippers.
Get back to our roots.
Lose in six games to the Clippers in the first round. That would be irritating, but you'd certainly take that. Did you dig into
that? Would be a lot of months of fun basketball.
Well, so many things would go right to get you to 51-31. That you would 100%. It would mean that Ja Morant remained healthy. It would mean that Jaren Jackson remained healthy. It would mean that Zach Edey came back and remained healthy. It would mean that KCP and Ty Jerome were good contributors. All these things don't have to happen, but most of them. To get to 31,
you'd have a lot of them
it
happen.
Would mean that Jalen Wells would continue to be a very effective NBA player and maybe take a step forward. It would mean that Cedric Coward, like a lot of those things... Most of those things would have to happen for you to get there. Did you dig into, like, this is a computer that spit out a simulated season in which the Grizzlies finished fourth with 51 wins and in which the Golden State Warriors won the West over the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah.
What the hell went into that computer?
I mean, I would presume there's a lot of emphasis on returning production, and I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe there's, to a certain degree, it Kevin Pelton's computer also says that Oklahoma City overachieves, because on an individual basis, you know, other than SGA, it's like really their strength is not just pure talent. Their strength is the quality of the depth.
Well, I guess you get to, I mean, how do you get to Golden State doing that? And the reason you get to Golden State doing that is that, you know, you look at the way they finished the season once they acquired Jimmy Butler, and they were, you know, the best team in the league.
But I think part of it baked into that is also you would be saying, well, these guys are going to play a ton of games, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was fun, and it does make you wonder, like, on the one hand, it feels like, did you look at the NBA on NBA.com, the GM survey?
Was that Thursday or Friday? I think it was Thursday, maybe.
The striking thing about that survey is just the Grizzlies.
The lack of representation.
They're nowhere. Like, they're not mentioned. I think the only place where they were mentioned was fastest player with the ball in the league. Ja was second to De'Aaron Fox, right? But, like, they weren't mentioned anywhere. Desmond Bain was mentioned. Like, he was most underrated acquisition. Desmond Bain was mentioned. And so I guess by implication the Grizzlies were mentioned. They just don't appear anywhere. And yet occasionally you do see people popping up with fairly favorable projections. So if the Grizzlies do this, Thomas Isolo, coach of the year. Tuomas Isolo, coach of the year. He'd be in the running. If the Grizzlies will end up with 51 wins, Tuomas Isolo would be in the running. He would be in the list of finalists.
He would be in the running, but also you have to look at it that Orlando ends up winning the East in his simulations.
There you go.
And so even though Orlando's obviously made the roster better, I can see where Jamal Mosley ends up.
All right. We got John Martin coming up next, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman, who he was went to Mayor Lee was in town. Mayor Governor Lee was in town yesterday. He went to that press conference. We'll talk to Sam about that and everything else. In the meantime, I'll tell you, if you're selling your home, Josh Isaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty are the people to call. 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. I got a couple of robocalls yesterday asking me if I want to sell my home. And I'm sure you're besieged with them too. If that's the way you want to go, I understand why in this tricky time it's tempting, but don't do that. Call Josh Isaw because he'll come out to your home and give you a legitimate offer for a full market value of your home. He will also look at your home and say, you know what? This one might be, because of the location, because the way, whatever the factors are, this one just might be one where we could get even more money if we sell it the traditional way. Client named Grayson did that exact thing. Thought he was going to do the instant cash offer deal. And Josh is like, no. Let's try to sell this the traditional way. And sure enough, a couple weeks later, it was under contract. It's Josh Isaw, 901-461-8147, or Josh has the buyers.com. Back in a moment, John Martin joins the show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin. Jason, John, every single day from 11 to 2. John, it was when I saw that Roy Rogers had been hired as the new assistant, it was your comment. I don't know when was it that we were talking about assistants? Maybe it was when Nolan Smith left, honestly. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically said assistants don't matter in so many words. And obviously they matter some. Someone's got to teach Bradshaw how to, you know, be an effective big man and whatnot. But it really is different, isn't it?
Well, yeah. First of all, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, John. Why do you ask? Does it feel like I couldn't be able to?
No, I just always have to check, you know.
I'll reprimand you if we can't, you know. You sound great, really. Like you could.
I just didn't want to get rolling and then you say, we can't hear you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Listen, the only thing that matters in today's day, in today's game, and this is truly just the reality, is that, like, they don't, you know, there was a I've been covering college basketball recruiting in some way, shape, or form since 2011. So 14 years, and in that time, like I've just it's changed so drastically. It's not, almost like not even the same thing. But you know, used to it was like, all right, here was recruiting. Who called me the most? Who showed up at my house at midnight for the in-home visit? You know, who texted me the most? Official visits mattered. You know, like who used to only get five, you know, so would you make the list? And so that was, you know, part of it. Now it's just like, hey, how much can you pay me? Like how much bread is in the oven? And, you know, which I, you know, it's fine. Like I think coaches probably appreciate that in some way because it simplifies the damn transaction. We don't have to wait.
Oh, you don't
time.
Have to send, like, it is funny. I remember when Tony Harris, well, come on, let's be honest. Tony Harris was bought to go to Tennessee, right? Like, let's not fool ourselves. But they did the whole, well, we sent him a FedEx envelope every single day, right? Well, you don't have to be exactly. sending someone a FedEx envelope every day as long as the one envelope has a contract in it for $4 million, right? Like, exactly. then one envelope will do. How about this, though? Okay, so the Roy Rogers does matter, though, right, in terms of, like, someone's got to teach the big dudes, right? Like, so, to some extent, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
How about this, though? And this is the point that Jeffrey made. It's not any longer about being a player getter and forming the relationships and whatever else. Although that must still matter a little. Like people do still have preferences where they, but the other part of it, in addition to the money, is the scouting, right? Is the ability to know who will be good and who will fit. And the perfect counterexample there is the team from 2 years ago, right? You had all the money in the world, which you threw at Javon Quinterly, and it just didn't work. So it seems like two things matter. How much money you have and your ability to figure out, not unlike an NBA team or an NFL, where to spend your cap money, right?
Of course. I mean, being a good steward of the NIL budget that you have is paramount, but you know, in the end, that's only a decision that the head coach can make. You know, an assistant can say, hey, this guy needs to get this or this, that, the other. And you know, the coach has this. But in the end, it's all about, you know, that head coach anyway.
But it's not just this guy needs to get this much. It's like there are two point guards. This is the one we want. Right. There are two bigs. This is the one we want. This is who we're going to go after. This is not someone we're Javon Quinterly is not someone we want. Right. It's the ability to say that, it's the ability to find Trinidad Chambliss, right? And say, that's the backup quarterback we want. And now he's a freaking Heisman candidate.
Yeah. I mean, are you talking about in terms of assistants? Are you talking, because here's the reality. You make suggestions. That's all you can do. You don't make decisions, is how I would say it. And especially at Memphis, buddy, like, assistant.
Very true.
You know, like you can, and I mean, listen, I'm not trying to say it's a bad point or anything like that. And I'm sure there are some places where, you know, the assistant has a little bit more, you know, things that he says has more weight, but this is a Penny Hardaway program.
I also think two things there. One is, I think football versus basketball are very different, right? Like Ryan ultimately will make the call, I'm certain, on every player, right? But Ryan can't scout every player. Right.
Exactly.
He can't. And so there, a scouting staff is much, it strikes me as probably much more important. And it's why you have all these GMs now, right, in college football. Whereas with Penny, he's not only going to make the final call, he's probably going to know all these dudes, right? I mean, Jeffrey, don't you think the difference between football and basketball and what is, and the level of counting, that of scouting that you're going to need from your staff dramatically different?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, John, to be clear, I was making more of an argument for like a personnel department that rather than actual assistants. But like, I look at, like, let's use UConn as the example. Last year, like, they went all in on Mahaney from St. Mary's. Well, when he got moved up and he was playing against better athletes, he got exposed, and like, they did not use that money well. I mean, yes, obviously Liam was probably money well spent, but with Mahaney, it wasn't, and like that kind of just tanked
but
their season.
But that's all Hurley, though. Ultimately,
though, I agree. Right?
That's going to be Hurley's choice, just like it's going to be Penny's choice. And then in terms of the other stuff, you can't imagine that there are staffs where the assistants do a lot of heavy lifting in terms of the coaching. But we know that's not true at Memphis, don't we, John?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's just, it's all going to come down to, you know, the decision. And I think, and Penny is a, you know, I say this in like, and this is just maybe he's changed in the last few years. I don't really think so. Penny is kind of a control freak, right? Like that's, you know, and a lot of coaches are like that, right? Like a lot of coaches just, they're going to live and die with their own decisions, you know? And I think, you know, an assistant can improve quality of life for sure. Like for that coach, you know, maybe they are great scouters, maybe they are great, you know, film guys, things like that. I think, but that's where they help Penny, right? In practice with the bigs. It ain't going to be, hey, like I got this kid. It used to be like that. Right. You know, like you would used to hire like, you know, Aki Collins. Remember him? Like
of course.
You hire him because he had ties to the DMV area and he had ties, you know, where that stuff mattered. It was like, oh, he can get us in the living rooms of these kinds of guys. Whereas like now, guess what, dude, you're getting in the living rooms of those guys. If you have NIL, it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what school you represent. If you have money, you're getting in the door, you know, and from there, it's just going to come down to who has the most. I mean, I don't think there are a lot of cases out there where a guy said, you know, I just took $3 million less because I love this coach so much. Like, I don't even think guys are taking $200,000.
While we're on the topic of the bigs, how concerned should Memphis fans be about the bigs?
I mean, I think, you know, pretty concerned. I mean, that's definitely the you know, it's definitely the shortcoming of this group. I mean, I think there's definitely a ton of versatility, you know, on the guard spot. I think there's a ton of versatility on the wing spot. And, you know, I just think with Aaron Bradshaw, you're really hoping that Penny can find it. He seems to think he can. I was listening to him on the Field of 68 Media Day interview. Like, he really seems to think that there's a world where, you know, he can. And, you know, so we'll see. But, he is a top five guy, right? He is a top five.
Well, he's unlocked guys before. Remember Dane Danger against North Carolina last year? You're like, holy crap, this is going to be a long season. And by the end of the year, he's a total monster.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's possible, you know? I mean, you're going from playing SEC schedules and Big Ten schedules to American schedules. Like, I don't, you know, for Aaron, that's going to be something that he's going to have to defend in terms of, you know, draft interviews, like, hey man, you know, you stunk in the SEC, you stunk in the Big Ten, but you were great in the American. Are you just not good enough? Like, he's gonna have to defend that. But as far as Memphis basketball, in terms of Penny Hardaway, in terms of this, like we take it, right? Everybody would take it if he comes in and dominates American teams, which is, you know, I think he's very capable of doing. I think, you know, they did address some of the issue with the Tariq Ingraham or Ingram addition from Ryder. Like, he's a straight five. Like, he's a big, you know, bulky five. And I think that's definitely something that, you know, they needed and they addressed, because Aaron Bradshaw is not that guy. Like, he's pretty thin. So you address that. So I do think, like, when we talk about what the issues with the team are going to be, it will be the front court.
Jeffrey just asked me off the air. He said all this stuff about game day. He's like, it feels like the Memphis fan base is more excited about game day than they are the playoff. Are they?
Well, I mean, game day, the playoff is, there's so much still that has to happen for that, right? Like, you have to beat South Florida, you have to beat Tulane, you have to beat Navy, you have to win the American Conference Championship game. You know, that's so far out that, you know, I think you'd be kind of stupid if you're sitting around saying, I am so excited for the playoff. Right. You know, whereas the game day is
right there, baby.
It's palpable. It's not likely. It's not
going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, you're asking me a question about something that before we knew the kickoff, like when we saw the kickoff time, it became pretty unlikely, right? Like, it felt unlikely that they were going to get this game. But on Saturday night, when you see, you know, I can't remember who it was that lost, that was, Oklahoma lost, right? Yep. Oklahoma lost to Texas. And you're like, okay, well, that's kind of breaking pretty decently for Memphis as you're trying to make a case. So the only thing I would say is I think Memphis fans are excited about the playoff, but it's just a faint possibility right now. It's like a we'll see kind of thing. You can't really sit around and now you beat South Florida. I think if Memphis beats South Florida, you will really start to feel that.
I think that's exactly right. Because they feel like, I mean, you can still stub your toe, but they are the best team on the schedule. Right? And
correct.
If you've beaten Arkansas and you've beaten South Florida, I think then you're exactly right. Then
let me just make the devil's advocate case, right?
Yep.
And I'm not saying I believe this, but it is, I'm very good at making negative and pessimistic cases.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Memphis hasn't beaten anybody. They just haven't. They haven't beaten anybody. And
Arkansas is a very, Arkansas is going up.
Arkansas stinks. They fired their coach.
They just took Tennessee to the
right.
Bitter
new
end.
Coach bump. New coach bump. That's all that was. That's all that was. It was just playing hard for Petrino on the road against the top 15 team in his first game. That team is bad. They can't run the ball. They're just not good. I mean, the backup quarterback at Memphis dragged the defensive line 10 yards. All right.
That was a hell of a moment, wasn't it?
It was a great moment, but I think it speaks a lot more to the problem at Arkansas, right? So I'm just making the case. Now, if you beat South Florida, now it really validates everything. Like this Memphis team truly is as good as it has looked. They have an identity, like we've talked about before, with the run game and their discipline, and they don't commit penalties, and the defense is top 10 in stop rate. All these really, really good things. So, but I think people are waiting on that, and I think they do need to wait on that, because if you don't beat South Florida, not only are you not in the driver's seat for the playoff, I mean, you're going to have work to do just to make the American Conference Championship game. And then we're going to be right back to where we always have been with Ryan, which is, you haven't made
good,
the American
good enough. Yeah, good, not
right.
good enough.
Right, so.
Let's pause here for a moment and appreciate that every Friday on this radio show, Jeffrey Wright gives us 10, 12, 15 college football wagers. It's on Friday. You've talked about how the lines at that point, you're not taking advantage of any lines, and it is public, and college football every Saturday is total mayhem. It is a hell of a thing to do your picks every Friday in this universe of college football.
It is. And Jeffrey, what's your win loss this year?
Let's see. I was 5-7-1 last week.
Losing record last week.
But so you're up about 7 units, right?
Seven. Yeah, I'm just a shade under 8. I'm 47-36-3.
Right. So I've said this on my show. Like, it's very insane what Jeffrey does. Even coming on it's honestly, it's no different in terms of difficulty than giving out NFL picks on Friday. I mean, it's the same level of, hey, sharp groups have had the entire week to shape these lines into place. They're not going to change, right? Like the line on, unless there's like an unforeseen injury, you're not going to see, for the most part, these numbers move really at all. They're beaten into place. And so for Jeffrey to come on Friday and even attempt to do this, one, is nuts. But secondly, to be winning 7 units, which is, I mean, that's very good. I mean, that's...
Well, we'd take it right now. Would we take locking in?
Jeff, I wanted to close the firm after week 2. I'm telling you, John, I told him, I came in, I was like, I feel like
we should stop
I feel like
now.
Christian Bale at the end of The Big Short, where like I wanted to just go to the whiteboard, we're up 11 units, and I'm just like, it's done. Like I'm closing the firm.
And we're getting into the weeds a little bit, but here's the thing about Jeffrey's games, right? He doesn't pick the Mac. He doesn't pick the,
I let him
Mountain
do it.
West.
This year he does not have to pick every big game. He gets
But I, I mean
But he does mostly, right? Yeah, he does.
I mean, most of his games are power four or high level group of five games, right? Like most, and he's not giving out, you know, MAC unders, you know, like he's giving out like widely available, you know, sides for the, like you're doing mostly sides.
I'm not even doing team totals. Like that's the other thing. It's like if I could, there's a lot of games that I could be giving out just like team totals and whatnot. And like I'd believe that. But no, I'm basically just, it's, I would say it's probably 70. No, it's probably more than that. It's probably 80% sides rather than totals.
All right, John. Yeah, so I have you on Wednesday, which is better than Friday. Tell me a couple wagers you have this weekend already.
I'm exclusively NFL this week.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, give me two.
All right. I've got three. I'll do you one better.
Yep.
One of them I kind of hate, but I'm just going to do it because of a quote. But I bet the Bengals +5.5 on Thursday. I thought Flacco was definitely
Bengals
an upgrade over Browning.
Bengals Steelers.
Okay. Bengals.
They're at home. Yeah. They're at home. Steelers, I don't really believe in that much. And you're giving me a home dog here. Jamar Chase said he knows, quote, that the Steelers are going to come in there and try to raw dog them, is the way he put it. And he said they're going to be ready for the challenge. So they're going to be up for it. And I'm going to take the 5.5. It's gross, but I'm going to take it against old man Rodgers. I never hate fading Rodgers in 2025, okay? It's just the truth.
We're also, last few weeks, I think we're getting into weird Thursday night football.
Yes, it's time for a dog to do something. There's no question about it. And and this would be a very weird outcome. I also have two more. I have the Los Angeles Chargers money line against the Colts and Daniel Jones. -120. I think it's like 125 at some spots now. Truth of the matter is, Khalil Mack could come back this week. Joe Alt could come back this week. And this is like outrageous. The Indianapolis Colts are basically a pick 'em in LA in week 7. I just absolutely ridiculous pricing. That's a peak price. I'm going to take the discount on Justin Herbert and the Chargers here at a pick. And then finally, I'm going to do something that few are willing to do, and I'm going to fade Baker Mayfield on Monday night. I took the Lions -4.5. I think Dan Campbell is one of the best in the business at bounce back games. They usually always perform over expectation. And while Baker is amazing and has put himself in the MVP conversation without a doubt, who is this guy going to be throwing to on Monday night? I mean, he's not going to have Chris Godwin. He's not going to have Agbuka. He probably is not going to have Mike Evans. And even if he does, he's not going to be 100%. So I think this is the game where the magic runs out a little bit temporarily for Baker Mayfield on the road in Detroit.
Jeffrey, your comments.
Number one, that's obviously a tough game for me because it's like watching both of my kids play exactly. Play against one another.
But
to your point, John, I was watching this game with my youngest brother on Sunday, and we were like, how many fan bases even know who their receiver 5 and 6 even is? And that's who was playing for the Bucs.
That's the Tampa Bay Bucs know now.
Yep.
They know.
Tess Johnson.
Yeah. All right. John, thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
All right, talk to you guys
later.
That's
John Martin, Jason John, every single day from 11 to 2. They're having a 48th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that means, how about this? See if you can follow the math here. You get to take 48% off any one item in the store. First of all, shout out to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.